good. Good seeing you again.
Right into it here. Hi.
Hi.
Are you completely sober?
Move closer.
Right now?
Yeah, more or less.
Would you like some water?
What's completely?
So this is Marty. Is one hell of a character.
Yeah.
Have you thanked your brother properly for this incredible role?
I love that role.
I think it's one of my favorite characters that you've done.
Thank you very much. I try to thank him by being as good as I can in the role. That's usually my thanks to him, although every now and again I do try to make sure that I show my gratitude. But I love this character. I remember when I read the script, I didn't even know for sure who I was playing. So I looked at it, and I really had a very strong affinity for Marty.
What is it about Marty that you have that affinity? What gives you that affinity?
My favorite thing about Marty is that when the dilemma strikes everyone of what are we going to do? Are we going to start killing everyone or not? I don't think it ever really occurs to Marty to jump into the fray and start killing people. It's just not in his nature to do that. So instead, he goes towards alternate, theories and loses his mind, and this can't be happening, and there's...
Don't drink the water!
Exactly. Yeah. So he tends to fall apart a little bit, but at no point does he ever engage in the violence, which really makes me sort of care about him. I like him for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Had he gotten into the violence, do you think he would have? Would you have a weapon of choice, or do you think he would have inadvertently killed someone?
I don't know. I think that when push comes to shove, Marty really only fights back at the very last possible moment. But I don't think he would have. I mean, he picks up the axe, so he got that.
You probably try to smoke him out first, right? Like, hey, brother. Yeah. Just think about this.
Right. Yeah, chill out, man. We can be friends.
Do you like playing a quirky character? Because in Guardians of the Galaxy, you're quirky, and then in this one, you're quirky. I mean, do you like those kind of characters?
How much of that is you? You know what's funny is I feel like every character I play is then described as quirky, so I think it's me that's quirky.
Because I don't know
if I have any choice but to play quirky characters. It's like when I have auditions for guys that are like normal dudes, like just everyday dad or something like that. Like I have no idea how to play those people.
Are you getting typecasted is what you're saying?
I guess so. I don't know. I can't avoid it.
You did a beautiful job in Ordinary World with Billy Joel.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, no, Lee Kirk, the writer-director of that movie, has been a good friend of mine for many, many years. We went to acting school together, so whenever he calls me and has a role he wants me to play, I always say yes.
Because that was a charming film, and not something that we see Billy Joe do,
mm-hmm.
who's branching out, or that we get to see you do.
Yeah, Billy Joe worked his butt off for that movie, and does a really nice job. He's a good guy.
As a big user of marijuana, how much of that is a how much of that is a real joint?
That is not a real joint in the movie. They wouldn't let us do that, but. There's always research that needs to be done for any role,
I love it.
Of course, I also noticed that, as Marty's dumping the water cooler things,
mm-hmm.
they were all, like, at least halfway down. Was it to prevent injury to you in picking up a 5-gallon and dumping it? Or, limiting you to 2 gallons?
I think that's probably just the props department taking it easy on me. And also for timing, like it takes a while to dump that water bottle out. We had one take for that too, because that was a scary shot, because that was like, look, if we dump all this water out, it's going to be impossible to clean it up again so that it looks dry.
Mm-hmm.
So we really have one shot to do this. And there's dialogue in the shot, so That's a little nerve-wracking, but I think we got it. So.
Yeah.
And given that it's a working building, you don't want it leaking on the floor below, right?
Right, yeah. I don't even know. I don't know if whoever owned that building knew that we were dumping gallons of water on the floor, but I don't know. That's not my part of the job, so.
Okay, so I had a roommate who loved Gilmore Girls, and I'm not a Gilmore Girls person. So I walked in, and the show was on, and you were on screen. I was like, it's Sean Good. And then she's like, yeah. And I'm like, have you seen Guardians? She's like, no, so I pop on Guardians. And then so we kind of both are like, oh, we know this person. And so I just want to know, who are the more interesting fans that encounter you more often, Marvel or Gilmore Girls?
Gosh. Gilmore Girls fans are very enthusiastic. and so I think that it's hard to tell at this point. I mean, Guardians 2 hasn't come out yet. I have a bigger role in Guardians 2. Which I think will probably, you know, raise my profile with the public a little bit. But right now, I think for doing so many episodes of Gilmore Girls, and the fans are just so crazily into it, that I still think that's what I'm sort of most known for and most recognized for. But that fandom is fascinating to me, because Gilmore Girls fans seem almost like Doctor Who fans or Star Trek fans or something in terms of how much they're into that world that they it's really cool, it's really interesting, and it's just a sort of regular show set in a small town. But
well, how fun is it to go back and revisit that small town and that character after all these years since the original series ended?
It was super fun. I really felt like I think I appreciated it this second time around more than I did originally. I was a younger actor then and very caught up in my career and what was coming next. And I didn't quite appreciate how special it was to be on a great TV show while it was on. And so then when the years passed and I got away from it, I started to miss it. And so it was such a blessing, really, to go back and be able to work with all those people again and get those scripts again, more than anything. Those just wonderful scripts that Amy Sherman-Palladino writes, and so I really loved going back and doing it. I hope we do more.
Did you go from Belko to Gilmore Girls, or from?
I did. I did Guardians 2 and Gilmore Girls simultaneously. Oh. So I was doing two roles in Guardians. I was playing Kraglin on screen. I was also playing Rocket on set. And then I was flying from Atlanta back and forth to L.A. to play Kirk on Gilmore Girls. It was the most challenging but also rewarding, I think, time of my career.
So then Belko was just relaxation for you afterwards.
Belko was before that, actually. Belko was shot the summer of 2015 in Bogota. So I shot Belko a little before the other two things.
And do you think Netflix is the appropriate venue for it, or do you wish that it would come back to a 23 regular episodes kind of network like WB back in the day?
I think it's got to be Netflix. I mean, for one thing, Netflix is where it really started to take off. It was a nice modest hit when it was on the air, but it wasn't until the episodes were released again on Netflix a few years ago that the show really started to take off, because it's very suited to binge watching, which we didn't know when we were making it, but I think that Netflix is really the perfect vehicle for it. Plus, we have so many I don't think we have the availability to do that many episodes anymore, because all the actors are too busy.
I got you.
Yeah.
Since there's a lot of exploding heads. Did you get to watch the special effects guys play with that?
Oh yeah. Well, the shot you see in the trailer where I don't know if you saw the trailer where Marty's sitting there saying it's all in my mind, and then you see the shots. I was really sitting there watching those heads explode. Wow. So that was pretty cool. The special effects and blood on Belko were just really, really something, because we didn't shoot it in order. So at any point, you had to be very diligent in finding out how much blood is splattered on your clothes at any given time, you know, because more and more gets splattered throughout the course of the movie. So It was that was one of the trickier things.
Were there precautions? I mean, I'm assuming they're like squibs, I think.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure. Were
precautions?
For sure, yeah.
I mean, even exploding, anything exploding.
Yeah, they're very careful about all that stuff. You know, so I think we felt like we were in pretty good hands.
Any misfires or funny stories about any of that?
Oh gosh, I don't think I saw any misfires during Belco. So that's good. I do know that there were times when my clothing was so drenched in blood that, like, I couldn't... Yeah, you can't walk or go anywhere. It's really like being dipped in blood and then having to walk around.
Like a candy apple.
That was tricky, yeah. They had to fashion a little shower in a maintenance closet for me to just wash off the blood enough that I could actually put on, you know, clothes. That,
yeah. Yeah, the director said that he would walk out and he's covered in blood. And
oh
he
yeah,
didn't realize it.
Yeah, 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 yeah. On the last day, the room that we were shooting in, you know, the blood went up above where my shoes were. So it was like. Yeah,
no.
It's really something. No, I know. I know. So I just thought I don't want people to think there's too much blood in the movie.
People like that, though.
I know.
They're demented that way.
I know. I don't want them to be too surprised either.
So I'm curious about where Marty is actually removing the little trapper balls from
mm-hmm.
people's heads.
That
you know,
bad.
That was so well executed, and. You were very dexterous in your hand movements.
Oh, thank you. I like to believe that Marty's the hero of the movie for that reason.
I think
yeah,
Marty could.
True.
You know, it was smart of him to do that. Yeah, no, it's just a little, you know, digging in there. One of those shots, it's a, you know, it's there's a dummy head. And yeah, it's pretty gross. I'm actually, you know, sticking my fingers in that. In the back of that
and
head.
The blood, and
yeah.
The squibs, all the blood's oozing out.
Yeah, it's, yeah, not always.
No, it looked really good.
Well, thanks, I like that part.
Did you eat sushi that day for lunch?
No. No, I stayed away from it.
Did they have prosthetic heads?
Yeah, some did. Yeah,
okay.
Some did. The one, that was a prosthetic head, I believe, that I really, like, dug my fingers in there and dug the... And dug the bomb out.
So.
That was a process. Yeah.
So, where do you see your career going? Where do you want it to go? I mean, you've been juggling smaller roles, TV, mammoth box office head.
Yeah.
Which is only going to get bigger in another month.
Right.
You know, where do you see yourself going? Keeping that balance or going on to bigger roles?
I honestly... I see myself as an old school character actor. I chase the words, so I really want good scripts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care a whole lot about if it's a lead role or a supporting role. I want it to be a really good project. I like playing a lot of different characters. I think that, you know, a real bonus to me having all these projects coming out, in addition to the fact that obviously... I'm an actor and I need work, you know? But I think it's nice if you see Kraglin and see Marty and see Kirk, that they're very different characters. I don't want to be known as just like one sort of comedy guy or whatever, but I also know that that actors can't have too much, they can't be too set in their ways in terms of what they're looking for in their careers. You got to take what?
Jesus Christ! Sorry.
You got to take what comes, and so really, I just want to keep doing great projects.
Mm-hmm.
I've been super fortunate in the last couple of years. I've been working with these scripts that my brother James or that Amy Sherman Palladino or Dan Palladino wrote, and they're masters.
Mm-hmm.
They're great writers. So being able to continue to do that, I mean, I'm very lucky. I just want to keep working and doing great roles. Mm-hmm.
Are there any writers out there that you'd be particularly interested in,
oh,
in doing their and bringing their words to life, like a Ryan Murphy or somebody like that?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know that I necessarily have anyone that I would want
to
call out and
or
name
like
and name.
Studios like Pixar, Disney Animation.
I love, but yeah, there's so many great writers out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I and they're surprising writers too. sometimes I, you know, pick up a script from someone I've never heard of that I just think is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm a Gilmore fan, so I gotta ask you. Okay, yeah, go for it. Well, would you ever have a pet pig?
I would consider having a pet pig. Oh, I yeah. actually, I mean, I quit eating pigs many years ago, so that was a nice thing to be on set and not have to feel any residual guilt from working with those animals. But I could see myself. I love animals. I'm actually active in animal rescue, particularly cat rescue. Mm. I could see myself having a great variety of pets.
Yeah, I love that.
Okay, and now that you bring up cat rescue, though, are there any organizations that you're particularly supportive of?
Mm-hmm. Well, right now I do some fundraising and some actual rescue work for Kit Crusaders in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. I'm also hosting a fundraiser for 10th Life in St. Louis the first week of April. And then there's various other cities when I've tried to do some work for some rescues that are there. As we speak, I've got a homeless pregnant stray cat who is at the vet getting treated that I am about to try to post her on social media and try to get homes for her kittens.
Aww.
Yeah, there you go.
You're doing good deeds.
Yeah, I'm trying.
And it's kitty.
I remember you mentioned it during the Valentine's Day screening. So how is that evolving as far as taking up your time? You got all these projects coming out, but I know you're very passionate about the rest.
Yeah. I don't have as much time as I used to actually, you know, I used to be able to do some rescue work myself with cats where I would like take them in and, you know, some special cases. Now it's more like I try to raise money and I try to do some coordinating. So when somebody reaches out to me in like a special case like this, hey, I've got this cat. It's clearly not feral because she likes humans. And she's pregnant, has nowhere to go. What do? And I'm just trying to coordinate from, but I'm doing it on my phone and on social media and however I can and passing it off to people who do that, you know, day in and day out.
Awesome. I think that's our time.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Sean.
Okay.
Thanks, boss.
Very cool. Thank you, guys.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
So
all right.
Much.
Thank you all so much.
New season of Gilmore.
Yeah, I know. We're working on it, I think.
Awesome.